AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on another drone incident in the airspace over Texas.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. It turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace 50 miles southeast of El Paso. The military is required to formally notify the FAA when it takes any counter-drone action inside U.S. airspace. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a laser was fired in the area. The last time, it was CBP that used the weapon and nothing was hit. This time, the closure was smaller and commercial flights were not affected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran and the U.S. held hours of indirect negotiations yesterday in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. Worries are growing over the danger of another Mideast war as the U.S. gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the region. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that an AI company is rebuffing the Pentagon's demands.
Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave the maker of the AI chatbot Claude an ultimatum: open its artificial intelligence technology for unrestricted military use by Friday or risk losing its government contract. But CEO Dario Amodei says Anthropic cannot in good conscience accede to the Pentagon's demands. He says the company's not walking away from negotiations, but new contract language made virtually no progress on preventing Claude's use for mass surveillance of Americans or in fully autonomous weapons. The Pentagon says it has no interest in using AI for those purposes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. futures fell overnight. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Kevin Durant scored a season-high 40 points and became the sixth player in NBA history with 32,000 points in a 113-108 win over the Magic.
Always love being mentioned with the greats of all time.
Hornets guard Con Knipple broke the NBA rookie record for three-pointers in a season in only 59 games. College basketball, number 13 Michigan State upset number 8 Purdue 76-74. Braden Smith became the fifth D1 player with 1,000 career assists in the loss. Women's college hoops, number 1 UConn earned its 46th straight win, 84-52 over Georgetown. In golf, Austin Smotherman has a one-shot lead after a Cognizant Classic opening 62. NFL, the Jets traded Jermaine Johnson to the Titans for Tavondre Sweat, and the Colts gave QB Anthony Richardson permission to seek a trade.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.